The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, and her party have recorded a bounce in today's news poll figures. A fortnight ago, Labor's primary vote dropped to 30%, its lowest on record, mainly put down to voters being unhappy with Julia Gillard's broken promise on a carbon tax. That figure has now risen to 36%, and Ms Gillard's personal approval ratings are up as well. Labor is now ahead of the coalition on a two-party preferred vote, 51-49. On the flip side, Tony Abbott has experienced a 6-point drop in his approval rating, his dissatisfaction level now the highest since he took over as opposition leader. The News Poll chief, Martin O'Shaughnessy, is speaking here to Sabra Lane about the turnaround for the government.
I think there are three things working in Julia Gillard's favour at the moment. First of all, clearly there wasn't a dry eye in the place when we saw her address the joint sittings of Congress, and that must have helped her personal rating. Not as much as the vote, and we'll get to that in a second. She's put some air between herself and the Greens on gay marriage, euthanasia and economic policy all in one day. And I think that does mean something to those Labor supporters who've switched from Labor to coalition and back again over the last few election cycles, those people in the middle. And I think that that particular thing has done her some pragmatic good, and she's done a bit of a Tony Abbott and won back her base. The third thing is the fact that she's come up with a little more detail on carbon tax. Last time we spoke, I said that it was a bit vague and all we were hearing were the downsides. Now she's selling the upsides, and in particular the fact that there'll be dollars in the hands of families. So three pretty strong positives for her. They've led to a bounce back in the Labor vote. Haven't fully restored her personal rating, and I guess that's where you are and what you should expect when you need to deal in what is fairly pragmatic politics at the moment.
You wouldn't put this down to being a rogue poll result, the last one?
No. There's no such thing as a rogue poll. And if there were, a couple of other polling companies, one I'll name Nielsen and a couple I won't, would all have had to have been wrong as well.
News polls. Martin O'Shaughnessy speaking to Sabra Lane in Canberra.